Republicans tucked the change into the larger University of Wisconsin budget, where it caught United Council members by surprise. Right now, students vote by referendum on whether they want a United Council group on their campus. Campuses that vote yes charge students a $3 fee that students can ask to have refunded. This plan would end that system. Democrats like Poplar Senator Bob Jauch tried to put the funding back in the Senate last week.
What is the purpose in denying the students their voice, Mr. President?
Well, Republican Senator Glenn Grothman called it one of the many fees that ought to be cut to save students money.
I've been trying to get this thing in the budget for 18 years.
The effort to restore the funding came up one vote short in the Senate. Now, United Council Government Relations Director Dylan Jambrick says students are asking the governor to veto this provision. Jambrick hopes Walker considers what United Council does for students.
The governor has been very clear about, you know, being an advocate for affordability in higher education this budget cycle, and that's the whole reason why United Council exists. So if he wants an ally in making sure that the UW is affordable for working Wisconsin families, it would make sense to save United Council going forward.
The proposal is one of many that were added to the budget by state lawmakers. Governor Scott Walker has said he's reviewing the budget for vetoes this week and will sign it by July 1st. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.